Inspiration, communication, critical thinking, creativity. This is AISD Tech Talk.
All right, and welcome to number three. The third episode of AISD Tech Talk. And I'm here today, as always, with my good buddy Paul Munshauer.
Hello.
And today we're going to be talking about gamification.
Yep, I'm excited about this one because I've been a gamer all my life.
Okay. Well, you have kids at home, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're playing games all the time.
Yes. You know, in Disney Infinity and, you know, Brave and all those other princess games.
Oh, man. Okay, well, whatever gets you there. Like, I haven't played anything since Doom. Doom and Quake, that was my college. But anyway, today we have a very special guest. Paul, do you want to introduce our special guest?
Yes. Today we have with us Sean Young from Quebec, Canada. He is the co-founder and CEO of ClassCraft. He has a bachelor's in physics and a master's degree in education. So he's a fellow physics teacher like myself. He's taught 11th grade physics for 8 or 9 years, I believe. He's implemented a lot of the innovative and progressive approaches to pedagogy, like flipped classrooms, project-based learning, and game-based learning, all of which I've tried except for the game-based learning. So I'm really excited about learning from him today.
Welcome, Sean.
Hey, gentlemen. Nice to meet you. Hey, everybody in Abilene. Really glad to be here.
Thank you so much. So it's 3:40 over there? We're an hour difference?
Yep.
And technology, it's amazing what you can do.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about your company and how you kind of got started.
Sure. So basically, as you mentioned, I was an educator for 9 years, taught physics. I was an instructional coach. I was also a pre-service teacher. And ClassCraft was an idea that I had. It's something that I built for myself. I was also a web developer during those 9 years. I had a freelance web development practice. And a lot of the data now is showing that there's a huge engagement problem in education.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the longer students are in school, the less engaged they are with school. So it goes, you know, when you look at certain data, it goes from, you know, 75% engagement in grade 5 all the way to like 30% by the time we hit grade 12 with our students. So massive problem that's actually causing a ton of issues around social emotional learning, attendance, behavioral issues. So that's where ClassCraft comes in. The idea is to make the entire experience of school into a game.
Okay.
So not just like a math game to learn fractions or like a typing game to learn typing or whatever those like specific curricular games could be.
Sure.
But coming to school is the game. So kids get a character, they level up, it goes on all year, they play teams, and they get points for things that can happen in the digital space, but also in the real space. So things like participating well in class, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And how they do in the game has an impact on their real lives through things like they get powers that let them, say, eat in class or hand an assignment a day late. So really making the social tissue of the classroom into a game.
Okay. So it's kind of, you always hear about with gamification, kind of going against what we have now where, you know, everyone has an A in this class, just try to keep it kind of approach to where you start with nothing and you're constantly earning points and gaining skills and you're going up a ladder. You're not just, you know, that whole, you get more motivation by kind of the positive aspects of gaining points as opposed to the negative idea of losing points, you know, to kind of, because kids are so used to, you know, getting experience points and all the different games they do, and it's kind of an intrinsic motivator to keep kids to want to keep moving forward, and then you can kind of slide the curriculum in there alongside of it, I guess. It helps with engagement. Is that kind of one of the ideas for gamification?
Yeah, I mean, gamification is a pretty large, a lot of things fit under that umbrella.
Right. Because there's not like one specific, I mean, you talk to gamification with a lot of people. I think everyone can agree on it doesn't mean that you take breaks during the day and play games for no reason.
Although that
Absolutely.
Would be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. But.
Yeah, let's do that. and it's also not just about points.
Right.
A lot of like criticism around gamification is like, well, it's like pointification, right? You're just giving points for stuff. And there is that aspect, but for gamification to really like sink in and be really effective, it needs to have meaning. And so why are these games, you know, video games, but also things like Classcraft, so motivating? It's because we're leveraging the psychological aspects of what makes games so addictive and motivating. These are things like autonomy. You're able to make decisions in a video game, right? Why are kids playing so much Minecraft? It's because they can do whatever they want in that game.
Right.
They have total freedom. Another one is competency. When a game is really good at making you feel better, right? It starts off easy,
right,
and as you go, it gets harder and harder. So the game adapts itself to your skill level. So the feeling of mastery is really strong, and that's a strong driver for intrinsic motivation. The third one that's like really critical is social relationships. And so when we look at a lot of like gamification examples, it's like leaderboards, right? Who's going to have the most points?
Sure.
Classcraft is actually doesn't have leaderboards. It's about your team. So you're playing as a team, and in the same way you can't win, you know, a football game on your own, you can't win a Classcraft on your own. And what's awesome there is that it all becomes about team dynamics and how can you help your team, and in helping them, help yourself. And so kids can use like powers to protect each other, heal each other. And every time they do that, they automatically gain points within the game. And so the best way to win at Classcraft isn't to be the best student or, you know, et cetera. It's to be the most helpful student.
Okay.
And so really what we're creating is this redefining the social fabric of school around these gameful interactions. So pretty powerful stuff when you like actually look at the effects. Like we've had people, you know, where they've completely stopped bullying in their classrooms using Classcraft. We've had people, you know, students writing to us and saying, I was super shy before, now because of Classcraft, I was able to break out of my shell. It's changed my life.
Wow.
So a lot of great stuff happening there. And then around that, once you have that like fabric in place, adding curriculum.
Okay.
So teachers can create quest maps, they can create adventures, and so they put in their own content, and it's like a choose your own adventure type journey. So creating narrative around the experience of school.
Okay. And it's also the idea of not being afraid to fail, kind of the idea, because like when kids play a game, they'll try it multiple ways, different, you know, until they finally get it. And I guess with gamification, you know, that's encouraged like it is in any other video game. Whereas maybe in a classic setting, you get, you know, points deducted if you got something wrong because you tried it something different, or, you know, I don't know.
Well, in Classcraft, you have health points, right? So you have your experience points. That is, you're always progressing, and that's kind of what you were describing before. Even if you're not the best student, you're always going up, always moving up, maybe at a slower pace, but always leveling up and progressing. So there's this feeling of, like, I'm getting better. At the same time, part of what makes games really fun is that you can actually lose, right?
Mm-hmm.
That the risk, the tension of like, oh my God, I got to be, you know, I call it like positive game stress. And so you can lose health points in Classcraft. So if you don't hand in your homework on time, if you, you know, et cetera, you could lose health points. And when that happens, you in a game that would be game over, in Classcraft, it's, you know, you fall in battle and then you get back up.
Right.
And when that happens, you get a real life consequence. You'll have things that'll have an impact on your life, like, you have to learn something great about everybody in the class and share it in front of the class. Like that type of like team building stuff.
But sure.
And then when that happens, your whole team loses health points as well. And so just in the same way as if you score on your own goal, you know, in hockey, everybody would be like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Same thing in Classcraft. So there's a lot of like risk and reward type of opportunities as well that are hardwired into the platform.
Of course, that also works with football too.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
West Texas, you know.
Yeah.
That's our audience.
Yeah, sorry, I'm using a Canadian example here. But so there's a lot there. I think that we're lucky that there's a fair amount of research being done around gamification and education, and people are looking at Classcraft. So a lot of like academics writing papers about Classcraft that we didn't have any involvement with. We were just like, look up online, like, oh, here's a new paper about Classcraft. And the results have been pretty amazing. There was one study where they saw engagement go from 50% to 85%.
Oh, wow.
In science classes. In that same class, the number of students that wanted to pursue scientific careers after the class doubled. Which is fascinating because Classcraft isn't a science game, right?
Right.
It's the class is the game, but
sure,
because class now is more engaging and funner, all of a sudden, you know, have higher impact on higher interest in subject matter and, higher engagement across the board. We had another study that was done where they saw an increase of 10% of the class average in history classes. So strong academic results, improvement. And again, no direct history content built into the platform. So I think that what we're seeing is, those results aren't that surprising. You drive engagement, make kids care about being in school, and it's going to have impacts across, all the important metrics. You just find a way to be able to do that and to do it at scale.
How many schools are roughly, do you know how many schools ClassCraft is in right now?
Yeah, we have over 3.5 million students and parents and teachers in the platform.
Well done.
Thanks. We only launched, 3 years ago, so it's
that's amazing.
Is there a way for these students to game with each other across borders and things like that?
Not right now. We've been we have this idea of when we get right now, a lot of the adoption has been teacher driven.
Okay.
When we have it, and we've just started in the last 8 months, seeing full school rollouts and district wide rollouts. And when we have enough of those, it'll be interesting to put schools, competing schools one against another type of thing. We don't want to have students competing directly because, again, competition is really motivating if you're at the top. If you think you're going to win, I'm going to win.
Yeah.
If you're at the bottom of a leaderboard, you've got 40 other kids on top of you, that's just demotivating.
Right.
True.
So we want kids to work together as opposed to compete.
You could almost do it like Clash of Clans, where you have groups just banding together and see what you can do that way.
Yeah. Yep. Totally.
It's still collaboration.
Yeah. Collaboration, teamwork, a lot of those 21st century skills.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. Yeah.
So to my understanding, there's 3 playable classes within ClassCraft. Why did you choose those 3 playable classes?
That's a great question. So we'll get into the mechanics here. So there's 3 playable classes. One is Warrior, Healer, and Mage. These are directly, they're very common RPG character classes. They're the basic classes. But the reason is they create a really great dynamic around collaboration. I don't know if either of you have ever played World of Warcraft, but in an MMORPG like that, you do dungeons. And the only way you can get through the dungeon is if you have a warrior who's up front taking all the hits.
Right.
Because the mages and healers are squishy. You don't want them to take hits from monsters. So you send your warrior in front. But if he's taking all the hits with his big armor, you need the mage to heal him. So you need a support class. And the actual character who's defeating the monsters is the mage, because he's casting fireballs and stuff.
Okay.
And so that trio, where you have a tank class, a DPS class, and a support class, is really, really effective at creating teamwork. And so when we built ClassCraft, it was where are the best teamwork dynamics in video games? Mm-hmm. And they're really around these online collaborative role-playing games. And so the powers, what they can do in ClassCraft, et cetera, is really inspired by that really effective game dynamic.
So you can have more than one warrior, but you have to have at least those 3 to make a team worth anything.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool idea.
Well, it's cool because every student has a role on the team.
Yeah.
You're all just the same character.
Right. And now do the characters, I don't know if it depends on how the school wants to set it up, but do those characters follow the kid throughout their entire career, the education career, or does each year it resets and they take on a different role, or how does that work?
We recommend that they reset every year. They don't have to, but it's better if they do, because imagine you had a really bad grade 5.
Yeah.
Everybody's level 15 and you're level 5, and then you get to grade 6 and you're still only level 5. That's super demotivating.
Right.
So the idea is clean slate, beginning of the year, everybody gets a fair chance to get as far as they can. They do have things that carry year over year. They can collect little pets that are kind of like Pokemons.
Okay.
And those carry on year over year. You can get some achievements that carry on year over year.
And what are this? I remember I was looking at that on your website. What do the pets do, or what's their, outside of being a bonus, what do they do?
They don't do anything.
Oh.
They make your character look really awesome.
Okay, it's more flair.
It is.
Okay, cool.
But
Got to catch
surprisingly,
them all.
Surprisingly, that's like a super effective motivator.
Right.
So there's three like really strong motivators in Classcraft. The first one is I want cool powers. Mm-hmm. I want to eat in class. I want those type of things. The second one is social relationships. I care about Classcraft because I want to help my teammates. I don't want to let them down.
Right.
I care about my classmates. The third one is I want my character to look awesome. And it's just all about the gear.
Right.
And so there's like armors and shields and like, you know, they can get tattoos and like all kinds of like different ways to customize just the appearance of their character.
Okay.
And pets fall in that category.
Well, I guess that can be cool because a lot of schools have gone to uniforms now and kids can't express themselves in those ways. So
Right. Maybe
through their characters, they can, you know, that's definitely
like a powerful, awesome version of all your progress. Right.
Right.
Like, yeah. The more you level up, the more the characters look like really powerful and really cool. So like every time, and then we designed the interface so every time the teacher brings Classcraft up on screen and interacts with like a student character, they're
right.
like massive, right? They're like in the middle in your face. So kids get these moments, like hero moments.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, people are like, oh my God, I can't believe you got that pet. How did you get it? Like, and you know, it gives them social currency, if you will.
Oh, okay. That's cool. So do you think it's best, like, let's say if a teacher wanted to try this in their classroom, do you find it successful whether it's just one teacher trying it on their own, or is it better if it's like a school-wide initiative, or does it really just depends on the school?
A school-wide initiative is better.
Yeah.
I mean, it works really well with the teacher, you know, don't get me wrong,
mm-hmm.
but what happens when you do it school-wide is, A, kids have one character for multiple teachers.
Okay.
Right. So all of a sudden it gives meaning to all of your classes. Maybe you don't care about math class, but you care about English class. Well, you better like not completely give up on math class because your character is going to be impacting it as well in English class. So it gives a whole layer of meaning.
Okay.
What it also does is affects school climate across the building. Right. And so we have some schools where the bus drivers are giving points.
Oh, wow.
Where, you know, hall supervisors are giving points. Like, it becomes like a part of the ecosystem. And a lot of schools are using Classcraft for PBIS rollouts,
okay,
which is Positive Behavior Intervention System.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can use it as a framework for engagement and positive behavior across the whole school. And it takes a whole other meaning when it's like systematic as opposed to like individual pockets of teachers.
Sure. But you can tie in curriculum, you can build curriculum into it. Like for an adventure or something, like a math adventure.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So we call them quests.
Quests. Like, that's the word I was looking for. Sorry. Not a big gamer.
It's fine. They're called quests. Basically, teachers, it's like a map interface. They can create maps and create learning journeys for students. Each point on a map is a task they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they can create narratives around there. So teachers can create storylines and they can share those storylines. There's some really creative, awesome stuff in our forums of like teachers sharing that. And what's really cool is that they can split off. So if you did a worksheet, for example, very simple example, you did a worksheet, you got it right, then you go on path A, but if you didn't get it right, you go on path B.
Oh, so you got built-in remediation.
Exactly. And like, but it's hooked into the storyline.
Sure.
So basically have a choose your own adventure type of experience. And students are discovering the map. They don't see all the like ramifications. They just see their own journey.
That's kind of cool.
So you have your own like personal hero's journey through each of these maps.
So kind of like most like digital online learning, there'll be for the teacher, it'll require a little bit of thought and setup in the beginning. But once you've got it, you've got it, and it's
exactly.
and you're done. And you're saying that there's forums and teachers can. I mean, there's no need to reinvent the wheel if there's already a quest out there that you can just tweak. Are teachers able to share and?
Yeah, they can just, there's like a share button, creates a URL, just like a Google Drive link, and then teachers are just sharing them on social media. Nice.
So it ties into the Google Suite, G Suite?
Yeah, we basically, you can import those assignments on the quests straight out of Google Classroom, so you don't even need to create new assignments. You just take what you already have, which is kind of a sweet experience because Google Classroom is quite like one size fits all. Like
Right. Everybody
do this assignment. Everybody, uh-huh. And with quests, you can actually personalize that experience. The integration with Google is awesome. Like you can roster out of Google, kids log in through Google, so you don't need a new like Classcraft password.
Right.
That type of stuff.
Sweet. Is that a new thing that happened recently, or did you guys try to get that right from the very beginning? That tie into Google?
It's been like 2 years out of the 3 years. It's regular, fairly early. I mean, Google's a great partner to work with. Their stuff is, you know, super clean. We know the folks over there. Their tech is easy to use.
Right.
And there's just a lot of people using it. So it also made sense to like, why make this complicated when we can just leverage what everybody's already using?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I keep saying, Paul.
I know. So here's kind of a tougher question. Everybody likes to talk about the successes and things like that. Have you heard of any unsuccesses using Classcraft, and how maybe did that teacher troubleshoot it? Maybe the kids were resistant to it or something like that.
It's not like it's a, if you look online, there's way more positive feedback than negative feedback, but those things sometimes happen. I think that the biggest problem we have in terms of like getting student buy-in is if the teacher takes away a lot of hit points, it doesn't give a lot of experience points. So uses it as a punitive tool rather than an encouragement tool.
Okay.
And that's just basic like classroom management, right? Like if you're always harping on students, at some point they're going to disengage. Where if you're like, hey, good job, guys, that was awesome, here's some points, you know, and keep that ball rolling, then they'll buy in more. So I think that like when we see the worst rollouts we've seen are rollouts where, you know, for every time a teacher gives XP, they take away, you know, 10 times the amount of hit points. And so kids are like falling in battle. They're, you know, getting these real life consequences. They're like, you know, to heck with this. Why do I even bother?
Without Classcraft, they were probably doing the same thing in their classroom anyway. And that's why they had low engagement to begin with.
Yeah, exactly. you know, and every once in a while, we'll get the outlier kids where like a couple kids, they're not into games. They don't want to do it. And we just tell teachers like, fine, don't have them do it. Manage them the way you normally would.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get all the benefits of like a more engaged, you know, easier run classroom, you know, like, cause classroom climate is one of the main factors for student success. So they'll get those benefits even if they're not playing, and, you know, just treat them the way you normally would.
Right. Well, I guess cause not in some schools, not every kid has access to a device. Do you find that it works better in schools that are one-to-one or schools that have, I mean, obviously
it works. It's designed to work really well without one-to-one, just like a teacher with a projector.
Oh, okay.
It's just more work on the teacher. And so in a one-to-one environment, a lot of the students can do a lot of this stuff themselves. In a like one-to-many environment, the teacher has to like input more stuff.
Okay. But if the teacher says, well, I don't have a mile cart in my room or access to, but if they have a teacher computer and a projector, they can still get the benefits of Classcraft.
Yep. And they can run it from their phone even. Like there's an iPhone app, an Android app, there's a Chrome extension. So they can kind of just run it from wherever they are.
Okay.
But ultimately it's really designed with like minimal tech required.
Oh, okay. So it shouldn't be just kids sitting in front of a laptop all day. Trying to hitting the feeder, trying to get points.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Well, and as a teacher, I didn't want to create that. What I want is for the real life experience to be more meaningful for kids, right? We have this, like, even with all the tech that's coming and all those shifts we're seeing in education, it's going to be a while before, like, maybe hundreds of years before we're at a place where kids aren't physically in a building.
Yeah. Right?
'Cause parents need to send them somewhere when they go to work. So as long as that's a reality, kids are going to be in a building.
Yeah.
And as long as they're in a building, they're going to be physically together. And we need to work on that piece. And that's what Classcraft is all about.
Sure.
It's not about like getting kids in front of a screen and doing all their work digitally. It's actually about making the real brick and mortar experience fun.
Oh, that's interesting. I like that.
So with that being said, we recently went to a conference where it seemed like the emerging theme was how AR and VR are going to change the classrooms. Do you see that being integrated into Classcraft and changing, or maybe just innovating what you're doing right now?
Yes and no. Classcraft, in a sense, is AR, right? It's a digital layer on top of a physical layer and is adding meaning to this physical reality.
Right.
So it's AR without the goggles.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a lot of potential for Classcraft and for education in general around AR because the devices are cheap. You can leverage like mobile phones, et cetera. I think VR is a bit of a way is out just because we're still like figuring out how to get Chromebooks to all the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And those cost $150. And we're not even talking about $1,000 headsets, right?
Right.
And for VR to be like a really compelling experience in my mind, every kid needs a headset.
Right.
And as long as there's like a financial barrier to that, then it's going to be a while before we see like massive, large scale adoption of VR. I'm saying that, and who knows, maybe in 10 years, VR headsets will cost $50. But
yeah.
But like tomorrow, I'm like skeptical. The development costs as well of like VR is like these massive 3D experiences.
Right.
You know, like the budgets are huge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Versus AR, where you can actually just tap into already existing stuff. So I feel like AR is definitely going to happen. As students have more and more devices in their hands as well,
right?
And we move to a place where we accept kids having phones in the classroom.
Yeah,
I feel like there's a trend happening there around like bring your own device and stuff. So as that shifts and kids have a camera and a screen in their hand, then we're going to get to a place where AR is a lot more commonplace.
I would think so. And it seems like most things are kind of going AR these days anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
With all the really cool stuff that you have in Classcraft, personally, what is your favorite? What are you most proud of?
Oh, man. That's a really... Honestly, I wouldn't look at like... There's a lot of stuff in Classcraft. We've built it to be a... it's a toolkit for gamification, right? You could use parts of it or all of it or, you know, anything in between. And so individually, each of those parts is interesting. Together, they create a whole. And I think that that's what I'm like very proud of, is that we've managed to create something that can be applied to any classroom, any teacher, any like grade level, and still have impact. You know, I think our mission is to make like school was like incredibly boring for me as a student, and you know, I'm out to make school meaningful for kids, and that for and through games, of course, and the fact that we've succeeded at doing that in a scalable way, and then we have, you know, managed to impact thousands and thousands and millions of kids through our work is to me very exciting. You know, as an educator, what we want to do is transform kids' lives, and here we're able to do it, you know, in the millions of students scale, which is really exciting.
Right.
Is there anything new soon to be coming out 2018, 2019? Maybe.
Oh, yeah. We've always got stuff coming. biggest one is we're just launching an API right now. And so the idea is to gamify the whole experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that includes brick and mortar. It includes curriculum. But it also includes, like, kids are spending a lot of time now in digital platforms.
Yeah.
You know, the Newzellas, the quizzes, the Kahoots, all these other platforms that are a digital experience, we want to gamify that as well.
Okay.
And so using this API that we just launched, it's still in beta, but other platforms can drive points back into Classcraft.
Oh, cool.
And so it could be like, we're already gamifying Google Classroom, but we take that vision to like any other EdTech platform.
Yeah.
And create a cohesive game-like experience for the entire spectrum of what kids are doing, as opposed to, you know, right now what's happening just in the classroom.
Yeah.
So that's new. We're also building a lot of like administrator tools.
Okay.
Tools for principals and district leaders to, like, for example, measure school climate using the Classcraft data. We've a ton of behavioral data, like upwards of, you know, 50 million. Positive behaviors logged. Let's take that data and, you know, use it so that we can have preventative approaches to school climate. So that's kind of what we're doing there at the back end.
Oh, cool. Because those administrators, they love data.
Yeah, they do.
They love data. They love to crunch the numbers.
So do all those stakeholders.
Well, if you can get buy-in at the top, then you're pretty much gold.
Yeah. Plus, if people are going to throw money at it, they're going to want to see that it's going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it does work. So, you know, happy to give that data and have them see for themselves.
What are you hiding?
What is he hiding?
I'm hiding a little fidget cube. I'm playing with a fidget cube.
Show me the data. Okay. Well, we're getting near the end of our time. Is there anything else you'd like to add about your product, your wicked
my
creation?
Should be in Abilene School District.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? I know if it would have been there, I'd have paid a lot more attention to my teachers.
Well, and that's the point, right? It's to make a good teacher into an awesome teacher and an okay teacher into a great teacher. You know what I mean? Yeah. Supercharge the efforts we're already putting in by adding this layer of meaning.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, it definitely helps to meet the kids where they're at, and it makes all that curriculum and everything relevant and authentic to them. It gives it meaning.
100%.
Well, Sean, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us today.
And, thank you, Brandon.
We'll get this chopped up and put up on our website, and we'll definitely send you a link, and we'll put a link to ClassCraft and other pertinent information on there so people can check it out.
Sounds awesome. Please send me the link. I'll be curious to hear it.
Me too.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.